Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and it is Saturday morning, so we are talking about questions and answers, looking at some feedback, and addressing the series that don't fit into our normal Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursday series. Just as a refresher, it's been a while since we've gone through the list. On Mondays at 6:30, we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? On Tuesday nights at 6:30, we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, spirit, soul, and body. And then on Thursdays, we're talking about knowing God, developing an intimate, personal relationship with Him now, starting with and focusing on being able to hear Him, test what you're hearing, and have that confidence that you are hearing from Him. So as we move forward, what we've been talking about this Saturday series has been about developing goals. Spiritually, we don't need to develop goals because all things are complete, are finished within the spiritual realm. In the supernatural realm, in the soulical realm, we are so often so confused about what is really going on in the supernatural realm that this is really where our real effort comes in, because we are not used to looking at our soulical senses, what's going on in our mind, will, and emotions. We're fairly undisciplined and unaware about how we came to where we are right now. So a lot of what the process is sort of backtracking. Now, this is not to wallow or, as some like to criticize, thinking about what's going on in your past, navel-gazing. We're not looking back at our past to affix blame, to establish or reinforce our own victimhood, or to relive something either good or bad. In fact, we look back for the opposite purpose. Because if we don't resolve those issues in our past, they certainly affect our present and can prevent us from truly gaining control, the kind of control that God wants us to have, spiritual control, to rule and reign over the circumstances in our lives now so we can move forward into our future. Remember, time is an element that we are to learn how to rule and reign over, to have authority over. If we can't do that within our own lives, it's going to be kind of difficult to start applying those principles in this earth, which is really, time is an earthly element. So here on Saturdays, if you've got any questions or comments, feel free to drop me a line or give me a call. If you want to give me a call during the live broadcast, the number is 718-664-6988, and we'll put you on air and see if we can address whatever questions or concerns you might have. Received some interesting questions and comments and feedback this past week or so, and one thing I would like to address on air is something that just a little detail that might be helpful to more than one of you. We've been going through the lists of things in your past or that are affecting you now that you would like to change. Basically, what we're looking at first is 10 negative things that you'd like to change, that your fix-its, crises, situations, or relational situations. Now, generally speaking, these are going to fall into the three crisis categories: health, finances, or relationships. And now, for instance, some things may fall into more than one of those categories, but generally that's going to be a way to look to see what's going on in your life, is how what's going on in your financial sphere, what's going on in your relationship sphere, what's going on in your health sphere. If you're having issues, challenges in these areas, that's sort of a good way to start looking at them, to get it down to the bare bones. This is really what it comes down to. Now, you may feel like you don't have enough time to do all you're expected to do. Well, when you look, step back and look at it, it may be because you are trying to please someone in a relationship, or someone else is setting unrealistic goals in your work, but you can't quit because you can't afford to. So that would make it a financial issue. Otherwise, it would be a relational issue. So that's where we kind of start looking at, you know, what is the real foundation? Why is this important? And then, of course, we look at things in our past. And really what we're, in setting goals, we are admitting that we are on a continuum. We have a past, we are living in the present, and we're planning for the future. As a part of gaining and exercising authority and control over our past, present, and future, we are learning to evaluate objectively. We are learning to not only look at ourselves from our own experience. For instance, you know, this is what happened when I was this age, and this is how it's affected me. But we're learning to take that, and rather than just evaluate it from our experience, we're applying our new approach to everything, which is we take it to God. So in many cases, just the process of writing things out and then taking them to God and saying, God, what do you want this to bring to the surface? Is this something you want to talk to me about? And in the process of doing that, there's a strong likelihood that is something that God is going to bring healing to, merely by bringing it to the surface. And as he does that, it may be, we then went through that process of narrowing down, asking the Lord to narrow it down to three, narrow our list, whether it was 5, 10, 15, 100, narrowing it down to three, and numbering those things and asking the Lord to narrow them down. Well, it may be the case that that thing that was healed ends up being in the top three. Don't let that throw you if that's the case. Because here's what happens. It doesn't mean that you weren't healed of that experience. But what happens is that experience, that wound, may have been so pivotal in your life that you have made subsequent decisions and developed habits around that lie, around that wound. And so now that that wound is healed, the goals are now related to revamping your life in those areas that were affected by the wound. So say that there was a wound in your life. Say you have had one of your issues was in dealing with a parent. And it came down to the process of you wanted a better relationship with your father. And through that, God healed you of the bitterness and the anger that you had towards him. And you thought that would solve the whole problem of your relationship with your dad. Now you'd be able to accept him the way he is. The problem is that you have developed habits and strategies and self-perceptions and who knows what all based on those lies. So just because you were healed of that wound, there may be work now, solical work, that you have to do and set out as goals and devise a strategy in order to regain that area that was corrupted by those lies. Let's look in the physical area. Say if you break your leg. You put a cast on your leg so it can heal. But then when you take that cast off, you can't just pick up where you left off. Your muscles have atrophied. Your wound is healed. Your leg is healed. But your muscles have atrophied, and you've gotten used to crutches, and you've gotten used to people holding doors open for you, and you've gotten used to being able to get out of certain activities and responsibilities because you were on crutches or because you couldn't run as fast. Well, now you'll have to, in order to catch up to even where you were, you will have to develop strategies to strengthen your muscles and regain the relationships and make up for areas where you may have let others carry the load for you in order to repair those any relationships. So you want to see what's valuable that you lost out on that you need to make an effort to regain. So none of those are a reflection on the health of your leg. Your leg can have healed perfectly. But while it was healing and while it was being protected, other changes, other boundaries were in a place. So now that you may be healed in that at one area about your dad, other things might need to be made an effort to deal with. And in some ways, those efforts might be more painful or challenging than anything that had to do with your dad. And that's one of our problems, especially as children. When we are wounded as children, because everything is so much world affecting anything that happens in our lives, you know, if we have to move or our dog dies or, you know, anything, it can be earth shattering because we just don't have much going on. So even little things can affect our view of ourselves and of our family and of others, whether we can trust people, on and on. And so that is not a reflection on just because we now need to deal with those habits and strategies and skills we may need to develop doesn't mean we weren't healed. So you could just very clearly could have been healed. And you can always double check with God. He doesn't mind that at all. Lord, is there another healing you need to do here? But just because you were healed of something doesn't mean it's not going to be in that top three. So the things that are on the list that have been healed, but God still wants to stop, wants in the top three, maybe because he still wants you to develop new habits. There may be a need for further healing. He may want to reveal more truth about you, about the situation, or just about him. And he may want to just teach you more about developing a trusting relationship. One of the things that happens when we are wounded is we become, at least temporarily, available. We feel the joy of healing, and we become more willing to risk, to take risks. And so the Lord wants to capitalize on that. It's like, well, we started here, let's keep going. So he wants to develop trusting relationships between us and him. He wants us to be able to trust ourselves, and he wants us to be able to trust others. All relationships involve risk. All relationships revolve hurt. Even our relationship with God involves hurt, because there are things that, situations that he is going to put us in which we are going to be hurt. That's not Being in the so-called center of God's will has never been a promise that everything will go smoothly, that we'll be without pain, that that we won't make mistakes, that others won't hurt us. In fact, sometimes it's the opposite. But because we are in him, we are now a spirit being, we can go directly to him and get healed and be comforted and encouraged and receive direction. So that's the distinction. It's not that he prevents the world from, well, any of our enemies from having an effect in our lives. It's that they are all now an objective learning opportunity. So, well, before we go any further, let's go ahead and one of the things we're learning how to do, eventually I'm just going to leave it to you to deal with interference before the radio program. But for right now, we're going to go through the step, the interference steps, and just so you can get practiced. And one thing you'll notice is I don't always do the same thing each time. Generally, I will, but it's not going to be the same words or the same order. Sometimes I may focus on one thing more than the other, and that's pretty much, I'm just following what the Lord brings to my mind. But the point being is that it's not by a rote. It's not by a following a set of steps that we do this. This is, we recognize, it's like when you clean your kitchen or you wash your car. You know, okay, like washing your car, you should start with the top. But, you know, say, you know, the windows really are, the back window is really bad. You may start back there and scrub back there first, and then go back and start at the top and work your way down, okay? So there's no, you know, trying to think in terms of legalism versus what makes sense. This approach is yours. You are the master of it. You can do with it whatever works for you, and what works for you one time might be different than what works the next time. The goal for this process is to be able to approach the teaching, approach time with God, knowing that there is no interference, that you've dealt with it. You have that confidence. Now, one thing to remember is even though we go through these steps, that doesn't mean that we cannot we stop asking, Lord, is this you? We stop checking when we go in. We don't assume that just because we've done this, these steps, that there is not the possibility of interference creeping in. So we take, just as soon as you clean your car, you drive down the street, it's dirty again. Okay, that doesn't mean you don't clean your car, right? You don't wash your car. You wash it, you know it's going to get dirty, but you keep it to a certain level where you can see it getting dirty and you see, you know, what needs to be taken care of, and you just take care of it. It doesn't become an emotional thing. Hopefully you're not going to, as soon as a speck of dirt, you're not going to just drive it home and wash it again. You're going to be aware of, you know, what's going on with your car, and you're going to be aware of what's going on with any enemy attack that you're receiving, that you're experiencing. So let's just stop right now, and Lord, I just come against all interference in for anyone hearing this radio broadcast or this podcast, that all interference, anything that is not legally here, you must leave now. You must go where Jesus sends you, and you cannot come back. You must take with you all your little hooks and your chains and your scars and your rings of interference. You must take them with you and go now. And those that do have a legal right to be here, if we don't deal with you now, you just must sit in the corner and you must stay there until Jesus lets you out. You cannot interfere from that corner with anything that the Lord wants to do in this person's life for this time. So now we're just going to ask the Lord, is there any other interference that we need to deal with right now? And you're just going to get a yes or no answer, and we're just going to deal with them real quickly. So, Lord, is there anything else I need to deal with right now? And if you got a no, you're just going to say, Lord, is that you? And if you got a yes, just whatever it is, Lord, is that you? And just work it back and forth. If it's no, it's not, okay, what interference is this? I just bind you, I send you away, you have to go where Jesus sends you. But if you have a legal right, you just have to sit in the corner. And then if it seems like it keeps on coming out, Lord, is this something you want to deal with right now? And if he says yes, Lord, how do I deal with it? Lord, what is the lie attached to it? And he's just saying that there are lies out there that some people are believing things about their past that are not true. And so as you go through this list, some of the things that are going to happen is, and even with these first three things that you've narrowed down, Lord, I remember this a certain way. Am I remembering accurately? Or, I'm holding this against this person and it's affecting my relationship. Am I accurate in my thinking this is what happened? So let the Lord show you any other area in that where he says, yes, there's something that you need to deal with. We can't go through and deal with every possibility. So you want to go take these things and go, Lord, what is it? And work on it until he says, okay, that interference is done. Because the reason he allows interferences to come back up is because he wants to deal with them. Sometimes we'll try to send a legitimate, an interference that has a legal right to be interfering in our lives, and we'll try to send them in the corner. And if God doesn't want them in the corner, they won't stay in the corner. He'll let them out. So we have to recognize if we're trying to, it's like a random thought, okay, that you're trying to be quiet and listen to God, and a thought keeps on popping up. You eventually have to go, okay, God, maybe it's not just that thought, and I just am having a hard time getting my mind under control or letting you do that. It might just be the Lord trying to get your attention about that issue. So in the same way, go ahead and ask, Lord, is this something you're trying to get my attention about? And just so if anybody has been trying to call in, just let you know they're having a lot of problems, it looks like, with the switchboard at Blog Talk Radio. So we're not, you know, haven't been able to get to anyone, or it's been out most of the time. So if you have tried to get through, my apologies on behalf of Blog Talk Radio, but it's up right now. So if you do want to give a quick call in at 718-664-6988, we'll see if we can squeeze you in the next 4 minutes. But otherwise, feel free again to drop me a line or get in touch with me about any questions regarding the subject matter. But hopefully that makes sense about why it's so important. Every single step of the process is valuable. It's like life. Okay, we think that any given day, you know, what we have a tendency to do is look for landmarks in our life, like birthdays, you know, the big year birthdays or graduation days. And yet, life happens every day. And we don't want to take for granted or miss out on the opportunity that every single day grants us. We can change the world. We can change our world. We can change us every single day. But not if we're thinking, okay, until I enter full-time ministry, I'm not going to be able to fulfill what God has given me to fulfill. Or until I graduate from college, I'm not going to be able to work at what I really have a heart for. That's one of the things that the future robs us of. So in learning to gain authority over time, we are going to be learning how to live in the present. So once again, we're running out of time, but hopefully we've you know, we're settled back in to, on that list of three, go back to the Lord. You've gone back to the Lord and asked him, once again, is there anything else that needs to be on this list? Is there anything I can cross off? And once again, Lord, are these the three that you want to focus on? Now here's your homework. For each one of those three, and break them out, separate papers, they're no longer one exercise. Okay, you now have three separate exercises. It'd probably be good if you spent different time on each one of these. Don't try to, you know, if you've got three different things, don't try to handle all three things in one 10-minute time. Okay, spread them out, because the Lord is going to very likely, he will be able to cover more ground with you, because your expectations and your focus will be separate and distinct for each one of these. And then he'll be able to speak to you differently about each one. So for each one of these situations where we're going to be developing goals in relationship to them, first thing I want you to do for each one of them is thinking about them in three terms: the present, the past, and the future. I want you to list every person involved. For instance, we talked about if you had a grudge against your dad, okay, it's not just you and your dad. How did it affect your thoughts of men in general, or women, or parents, or did it make you decide you didn't want to have kids, or maybe you think also made you angry at your mom for not stepping in? Or maybe, you know, and just on and on. Everybody, and allow the Lord, bring to the surface the names, faces, Maybe they passed away. And just write them down, and that's where we're going to start. So that's your homework. Bring to the table, bring to each one of these areas every single person that was involved in that particular area or issue of your life. And it could be, for instance, now. It could be job-related. Is it just your boss that you're having a hard time with? Or say you keep on getting fired. Is it just from your bosses? Or is it other issues, other people that, you know, you're feeling pressure from your spouse? You're feeling guilty because you can't get your kids what you want to get them. On and on. Whoever it affects, just write them down. You don't have to spend a lot of time in putting down, okay, this is how they're affected. Just put down, you know, if you got three kids, put down their names. Just go through the list. Okay, we'll go from there. We'll pick it up there next Saturday. Till then, like I said, feel free to drop me a line about any questions or comments or feedback you want to give on this series. We are eventually going to be putting this into article form, but at this rate, it's going to be a while. So, again, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the process. Let the Lord speak to you, and you're going to be surprised at how much change He is affecting in your life just by giving Him the small amount of focus we've already been able to give Him. So we give Him an inch, and He takes a mile. He's faithful, He loves you, and He knows exactly what He has in store for you for every single second, every single minute, every single hour, day, week, month, year. Your life is an open book before Him, and it is before you too. You've signed on for this. You might as well enjoy the ride. Thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend. See you next Monday.